Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome, Ben. We have Ben Mervis with us today. He is the events program manager at Waterworks in Winooski, Vermont. So welcome, Ben.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you. It is so exciting to have someone who can kind of speak on behalf of venues and how photographers can be better teammates and vendors when it comes to working where you are in charge. So Ben, I want to take just a second and have you introduce yourself and share a little bit about what you do in the wedding world.
Yeah. So I manage the program at Waterworks Food and Drink. We are a restaurant mainly that started doing events a few years into existing. We're celebrating our 10th anniversary next year. And the program has just kind of grown from there. It used to be small events in our dining rooms, expanded into full restaurant buyouts, primarily for weddings, but also for some corporate events. And then 2 years ago, we opened a private event space. Waterworks is located in a beautiful historic mill on the river, as you know. Yes. And so we took over some more space in the mill and opened up a private event space that can host events for weddings, specifically up to 75 guests. That maintains room for a dance floor, room for everybody to have a seat. Every now and then we have a request for a wedding that doesn't want a traditional sit-down meal, so we can kind of stretch the numbers there a little bit. But I have known the founding group at Waterworks since before they opened. And a few years ago they approached me and said, "Hey, this program is really growing and we'd like you to lead it." And so that's been over 2 years now, and it's been an incredible 2 years.
And Ben has entered the chat in the wedding world and is loved by so many of us. So Ben, I want to dive right in and ask you if you could ask one thing of every wedding photographer that you work with, what would that be?
Share a shared timeline. Reach out ahead of time, connect with us ahead of time, we'll connect with you. And make sure that we are aligned on timeline. We can be each other's greatest supporters when it comes to staying on schedule and getting everything done that is expected of us as the people bringing the couple's, you know, big day to life. And so if we're on the same page with a timeline, then everything goes smoother.
Yes. Can you talk a little bit about, because I know, you know, when you get rolling on a wedding day, from a photographer's perspective, we are, you know, trying to squeeze in all these pictures, and sometimes there are variables that are out of our control, and things can run ahead or fall behind. But we're not really seeing what's going on from a timeline perspective on the bigger picture necessarily. And you're the one who is sort of coordinating all of the players, all of the food timing, you know, all of the guests' arrival and where the guests are and what they're doing. So can you just talk a little bit about like what really the impacts are when a timeline goes awry from your perspective?
You know, I try to just be a very no stress or low stress person. There's no reason to stress on a wedding day. If you handle everything well, even the unexpected, then that's what people remember. That being said, the couple doesn't always get everything they want if the timeline gets thrown off. So since we are doing the venue, the food, the bar, pretty much, you know, the big things, you know, a couple's other vendors might be a DJ or band, a photographer, and a florist. Like that is usually it that is necessary, at least with a wedding with us. So I try to schedule a planning session with my couples within a couple of months of them booking with us. And the first thing we do is a timeline. We do a timeline that has to do with guest arrival and where guests are at any given time within our space, and then what the stages of food service are. And so then I tell them, here are your other windows. Talk to your photographer. I tell them to do that immediately afterwards. Talk to your photographer, build your wish list, and go from there. That is when couples will then come back to me and say, oh, you know, the photographer and we talked about doing a sparkler photo or doing a big group photo. We want to make sure we get all of our, you know, college friends together, and we want to do a grand entrance. That is usually the one that throws me, is the grand entrance. And it's usually comes from a conversation with a photographer, and I don't mind it, but guess what? If we are 30 minutes behind, 40 minutes behind, the grand entrance might need to go. We might need to skip it in order to stay on track with the really mandatory things like feeding your guests, getting to the dance floor. You know, I try to know, and I'm guessing you do too, what is most important to this couple. And if it's having 3 hours of dancing after dinner, and we're running however far behind because, you know, there were a lot of photos or any number of things, we have to know where we can make that time up.
Yeah, 100%. I always tell my couples that like a bit of legwork ahead of your wedding, that's what's going to make the like easy breezy go with the flow feeling possible. And like you said, I think that comes with knowing your couples and knowing sort of who are all the players and what are the events at play on a wedding day. So one question that I had for you is, can you talk a little bit about what goes into the elusive preferred vendor list, which is a big question among wedding photographers. People want to know, how do you get on it? What goes into making it? And I think that'll go maybe to the bigger question of like, what are some of the things among the photographers that you recommend to your couples that you love working with, if you can think of any common threads among them, any insights you have, I'm sure people will be so grateful for.
You know, my answer is such a cop out, and I feel bad, but I always tell my couples that we are vendor agnostic. Whoever they choose to work with, we will work with, and we will make sure that everything goes smoothly. I have more of a vendor red list than a
Ooh.
preferred list. It's not very long. It's really not very long, because again, vendor agnostic means we'll make it work with just about anybody. It takes a lot to be someone that I say, I'd stay away from this person. When a couple pushes, I definitely have names that I will mention. Yours among them.
Appreciate you.
And honestly, what goes into our preferred vendor list, if there was one, it's good communicators, not just good communicators, but great communicators. People who keep a positive attitude and who ultimately care about the couples as much as I do, you know, as much as my entire venue and staff does. We take things so seriously. Again, lighthearted, but seriously for these couples. And so if a photographer is matching that, then we want to have you back time and time again. If the couple is raving about you before, during, and after, I'm going to refer you to other people. Frankly, if, and this is another kind of cop-out answer, but if you have worked with us before, then you're kind of on my preferred vendor list, because anybody who already knows the venue, that's a huge leg up. I mean, you could give the list of reasons why, but it's huge when a photographer has already been on site.
I know that people are going to be wondering because you brought it up. Can you speak at all about what will get you red listed? As you can speak generally, but what are the like absolute no-nos, the huge red flags?
The first pardon, can I swear?
Sure.
Talking shit about your clients. Do
Oh,
not think that
yes.
I am your buddy that you can talk shit about this couple with. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Nope. That's even if I have something to say, I'm not saying it. And so that is a big no-no. Other than that, lack of urgency, poor communication, somebody who is just kind of lackadaisical about the whole thing. I don't see it often, but when I do, I don't want to see it again.
Oh, amen to that. Oh, okay. I know that people are going to be curious, so had to ask. Okay. Okay, so let's talk now about what are some types of shots? So when you get a gallery back from a photographer, for the record, about how often would you say that happens? Are you seeing that most photographers are sending them half, not that many?
I'd say half. It kind of
Okay.
goes hand in hand with the good communication. If we've
Yeah.
already connected by email, then I get a sneak peek gallery, I get the full gallery. If we haven't really connected beforehand, then it's 50-50 whether or not they're going to make the effort. To that, to their, to my, to our own discredit, we are trying to be so much better as a organization about sharing wedding photos. You know, because we are primarily a restaurant, we try to incorporate wedding content and events content every now and then. And I just sat down with our social team actually and said, you know, it's just such an important thing to do. The weddings, there's so many people that are a part of it. I want to be sharing those. But as far as types of photos that get me really excited, the candids. I mean, those shots of like pure joy and excitement make me so happy. And then I guess to expand on that, like seeing the guests and the couple really enjoying themselves, but in context of what they're doing, like what is the thing that is bringing them joy? It might just be seeing somebody and being so excited to see that person, but if there's an opportunity to grab someone being excited about food or drink or signing a creative guest book. I mean, couples put a lot of thought into these things. We put a lot of thought into them with the couples. You know, as a venue, we are working to figure out where your guest book should be, what type of, you know, activities you want to have spread throughout the venue. And so if a photographer is mindful of that and capturing it, I'm so excited for that because I think everybody knows that their wedding day was incredible, but those little details that the couple has thought of, I don't want those to get lost.
Oh, I love it. That's Ben, you're the best. It's so just helpful to hear from people who are working with us on the wedding days, but are not inside the brains of wedding photographers because it's such a team. Weddings are a team sport, and to hear
True.
what truly, to hear what other people appreciate and look out for in good ways and caution against in the bad ways is just so valuable. So, Ben, I want to thank you again for joining us. And if people wanted to find Waterworks online or Instagram, how would they do that?
Waterworks VT, that's us on Instagram. That's our website. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and our website. That's pretty much it. I think we might be getting into TikTok, but stay tuned. I'm nervous about that one.
That's every millennial ever in business. Like, will I be on TikTok? Not sure. Okay. Ben, thank you so much again. We really appreciate your thoughts, and hopefully, I'll see you on the wedding trail very soon.
Thanks, Kelsey.
All
Thanks, all
right.
you photographers. Looking forward to seeing you at Waterworks.
Yay. All right. Bye, Ben.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in on another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, where we are setting out on a mission to become wedding photographers other vendors love to refer. For bonus content from today's episode, please be sure to head to the show notes and join my email list. I'm sending out some bonus content exclusively for my subscribers, and trust me, you don't want to miss this. See you next time, friends.